Intro music. Come on, man. Y'all know what it is. Welcome to another episode of PS Panic Room. You know how I do it. I always have a flying, flashy guest on, and today is no exception. But before I get to my guest, you know what I got to read? You bastards done wrote some stuff in here. Some of y'all, I hate some of y'all. Ooh, boy, I tell y'all. So you know how we do. I get my crew to pick out some comments that y'all left from different shows, and I got to read them. So let's go up right here. This is from the Carlos Miller Show. Shout out to Carlos Miller. Show did really nicely. Shout out to him, man. All right, this guy's name is Mark Jones. Mark Jones says, this is probably going to be Pierre's highest viewed episode. Pierre had me worried for a second with some of these questionable guests. What? Crazy. Yeah. It's like Pierre literally walked into Walmart and just pointed at random and said, hey, there you go, Shucky Ducky. You want to come on my show? Man, you don't get up out of here with that. See, you the kind of people I don't like. Straight up, man. What you mean? Because if somebody not relevant and somebody not hot today, I can't put them on my show. See, that's what I'm talking about. People like you. So you know what I say? Your grandma. She ain't relevant. She old. She history. Kick her. No more birthdays for your grandma. Don't want to see your old at a birthday party. We want young parties, okay? So remember that next time y'all saying, happy birthday, grandma, your 67th birthday. Your old. Get the hell up out of here, Mark Jones. Kick rocks. I love my guests. My guests are doing me a favor, damn it. All right, here we go. This is from the Brother Man Show. Philantre Sterling said, that's how I want to live my life. Even when I'm gone decades, my absence is still felt. I know that's right. That's when he was talking about Bernie Mac passing and how it was very touching to Brother Man. Shout out to Reginald Ballard. All right, this is from the Mr. Marcus, the porno star one. The fake TK Kirkland, who's always in my said, shout out to Mr. Marcus. Even though he stole a few of my moves at the sex parties we used to attend together. If you don't get up out of here with that bull, what move did he stole a couple of your moves? Mr. Marcus stole a couple of your moves. You a hot mess, bro. All right, y'all. Thank y'all. Keep the messages, the comments coming, man. You know, I'm going to read them. No matter what they say, I'm going to read them. My crew picks them out, so it is what it is. All right, y'all. I'm excited about my guest, y'all. I've been hearing so much about him. Let me tell you something. I've never gotten so many people inboxing me his videos. I mean, trying to turn around, I get an inbox. I'm like, well, who is this dude? Enough of it. All these people just keep inboxing me. And I started looking at them, and they were funny. He is a funny cat, man. In fact, he's from my hometown, well, my home state. I'm surprised, but I'm not surprised. We got a lot of talented people in my state. Well, I'm talking about surprise. But we're going to give it some love. Give it up for the one and only Mr. Darren Flea. Give it up, Darren Flea. Look at that boy. Look at 100%. That. Man, first of all, thank you for coming on my show, man. Real talk.
Thank you for having
me. Yeah, man, real talk, man. I was excited. I told people who knew you, they went crazy. They're like, oh my God, you got him coming.
Oh,
I was like,
you.
Damn.
Thank you.
Okay.
I'm glad that they like me.
Yeah, them two people.
Them two people.
You know what I'm saying? We're here now. So let's start off. All right. First of all, you from my hometown. Oh, not home state. You from Maryland, right?
No, I'm originally from Virginia.
From Virginia?
Yeah, and I grew up in Warren County. Oh, okay, so y'all don't like VA.
All right, wrap it up. Thank you very much. We have
you know.
No. All right. Virginia, okay. Mm-hmm. What part of Virginia did you come out of?
Out of Chase City. So it's still in the DMV area of some sort, but you know, y'all a little more litter than we are. You DC, right?
Oh, yeah. DC. Okay, I don't know why I thought you lived in Maryland, came out of Maryland.
I did live in Maryland for a while. My dad's people lived in Baltimore, so you probably
Baltimore's
not technically Maryland.
Yeah,
it's
thank
Baltimore.
You. It's a whole other place.
Yeah,
okay,
it is.
And sometimes I go home to Duke. I'm from like near the DMV. I'm near like DC.
You from Suitland?
Well, not Suitland, but District Heights. This is bad. But it's funny. I tell people I'm going to Baltimore. My friends are like, "Hell, like, oh, you going back home?" Like, no.
Okay.
Baltimore is not Maryland.
No, Baltimore is a whole different
vibe.
Yeah, Baltimore is its own state.
Yeah, I love it.
An own state of mind, too.
I know that's right. So, okay, let's talk about your family structure. What kind of family structure? Your sisters, brothers, mother and father together? How did that work out?
My mom, you know, she pretty much raised me, like, on her own. My grandmother, too, who's from Baltimore, so it's kind of like that whole different thing. I have siblings. I got sisters and brothers.
Did you grow up with them in the same house at the same time?
With my brothers mostly. So I got sisters too, you know. So but they grew up in kind of like more of the Maryland area. So you know how it is. It's like kind of cross the water a little bit type.
Yeah. Do you let people know roughly how old you are? Or what do you do?
Oh, yeah, that's fine. Okay. I mean, I look good at my age.
I know,
man.
That's right. Well, if you're 12, you don't. Well, okay.
I'm 32.
Okay, 32. Yeah. All right, so I'm trying to think of, like, who did you, coming up as a kid, who did you idolize that were celebrities? Were it comedians, singers, Michael Jackson? Like, what was your thing? Like,
Mostly singers. I would say. So, of course, like Beyonce, like everybody else.
Okay.
I was going to be the next Beyonce until I.
You were going to be
the
next? Okay.
I was.
Okay,
and then,
I ain't mad at you.
Yeah, moving up the ladder now. So, I guess, like, I just settled for some low hanging fruit.
Okay. Kelly. Yeah. Kelly rolled me.
No, not Kelly.
My bad.
Kelly ain't low hanging fruit. This dude crazy.
Well, you know how it used to be like Beyonce and them. It was never Kelly and them, it was always Beyonce
and
them.
Destiny's Child.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's it. Yeah. I hear you. So you like Beyonce? Okay. You a Beyonce fan? All right. Growing up, did you have what kind of jobs did you do growing like getting into? Because I'm trying to find, you know.
I was an embezzler.
Damn. Oh, embezzler.
Yeah. I'm gonna be honest with you. Like, we can get to it.
Embezzler means you took money. You took money from people that.
No, I didn't take money from people. I took money from companies.
Oh, you like you,
but still people who own us. Yeah, but right. Yeah, it was different.
You like the government. You the government.
Absolutely.
Yeah, okay. So you were embezzling. Were you successful embezzler?
I was successful till I got caught.
Damn. Okay. You get caught. Did we do prison time or did we go to?
I did prison time in VA.
Really?
Yeah.
Like grown man prison or little
grown
boy prison?
Grown man prison. Not
hell
that, yeah.
No.
Yeah. I was hard on the block. You know,
really?
I had a real name too. You know
okay. Hold on. So you went to prison.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how long did you go to prison?
A year and a half.
Damn.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know you're gay.
No.
You're not gay? Okay.
More undecided.
Oh, undecided. Yeah. was that helped in jail to say I'm decided not to go that route?
In jail, no. I was just, I had a lot of respect because, you know, so many people willing. No, you know, and then
hell
I was young.
No.
I was in my 20s, bro. I was 20. So I didn't know, you know, that this how it was. But jail is a whole different lifestyle. So you got people in there getting married and shit like that. And I used to be telling people, like, no, I'm getting out. So, I don't have time to be your wife.
No. I know, that's right. Damn. Okay, so I've never been to jail. I heard stories.
You from D.C.? You never been to jail?
No, sir. No,
oh,
sir.
Sorry to hear that.
I was a snitch, okay?
Oh, okay, cool.
I had
so
no problem snitching.
You got locked up.
There you go. I have no
Pierre
problem.
Pierre got locked up, y'all.
Better them than me, okay? Yeah. But no, I'm just, okay, because I've never been to jail. So is it one kind of things where is it like on TV? Or, as long as you keep your mouth shut, they don't fuck with
you? No, it wasn't like a scare straight. It was, it's more so, like I said, like a lifestyle. You get in, you get a number, you know what you got to do. I had family who really was looking out for me on the outside. So, you know, I had a lot of respect from people because, like I said, you know what I'm saying? I'm in VA, so I know a lot of people already there. Shit, I was locked up with one of my cousins. So it's kind of like a family reunion.
Okay. Wow. Love it.
Yeah.
So people don't try you. I heard all stories like, you know, you handsome looking or, you know what I'm saying? They try. They want, hey, you know, I've been in there long enough. What's up?
I mean, yeah, of some sort,
so
but like I said, there's so many
other ones.
I don't know what one to call them queens, but there's so many queens that are willing, what they call in jail boys.
That makes sense.
There's
okay.
boys that are willing, yeah. And I guess, like, at that time, at 20, I don't really be knowing who like you and who don't. I'm just like, I got a little time, I'm going to thug it out and get out.
Cool,
so it's kind of
cool,
like
cool.
that for myself.
Were you funny in there? Were you funny growing up?
You have to be. That's
really?
What kept me going. That's when I knew I had a gift. I was like, man, I'm making niggas laugh who ain't never going home.
Nice.
So, yeah, if you can make a life a laugh, ain't shit to laugh about, then I feel like, you know what I'm saying? I got this.
Right. Okay. You said a word that was interesting. You said you undecided.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. From what I've heard, I think I heard through the grapevine that you've never been with a man before.
Never. No,
so, have before. You been with a woman before?
I have.
Okay.
But
I don't blame you. Some women are terrible. I'll change too damn near. You know,
yeah, man.
Trash, man.
But
trash
we were more like girlfriends. I think she was using me for like fashion tips and shit. I'm like, this bitch don't like me. And then she started trying to holler at my brother. I was like, damn, you know,
really?
So it broke my heart.
Wow. Okay. Okay. So you said you undecided. So at that time you weren't. So you've decided that ain't what you want. Well,
correct.
I like
dating myself.
There you go.
Yeah.
I notice that a lot now. Nowadays, there's a lot of that, you know, just, you know, people like, how do you feel about people like being binary, not binary? I don't know what's happening now. Like how you identify yourself.
You know what's so crazy? In the LGBT world, I'm not really popular, and I hope I'm not saying this to offend, but
sure.
So I don't know all the terms. So I get in trouble all the time for like mislabeling somebody. I'm like, oh, they're they. Because see, I grew up in a time where they was a group of people, like they.
Right.
Now they is one person who feels multiple ways. So I used to think that was just bipolar.
Oh, but actually,
it's, you know.
Yeah, right, it's, right.
Because I've been bipolar a few times. So I guess I'm they as well.
Right.
Hey, they.
Right. You know, it's funny because I had T.S. Madison on and she said this. She's a transgender. You know T.S. Madison.
I love T.S. Madison.
Yeah, I like, man. Yeah,
love Maddie.
She's got the energy. She said she's not popular with the LGBTQ community also. And I was like, what?
I think we have like maybe different views of like being non-popular. I'm a person who probably won't even get invited to Pride. I don't even think people know what I do or don't do.
Why wouldn't you get invited? Why would you? Why?
Because I think you got to be like an activist, and I'm more for like, you know, everybody having rights. I feel like this, as far as to LGBT rights, everybody is a target of some sort. Black people, women, children, gays. So I don't want to be that person just like they're targeting gays, they're targeting trannies, they're targeting every freaking body. So I just like, you know, I'm for equality.
Okay, I like that. I like that. That's interesting. All right, well, let me ask you, can you tell, and we're going to do the other, don't worry, I got other material.
Oh, thank you.
We
ain't going to stop that. We got a 45-minute set on me.
No. I love it. Let's go. can you tell if a guy is gay that looks straight, acting straight?
Nah, my gaydar be broke.
It be broke, yeah.
Yeah, I can't even lie. Like, and then it's 2023, you know, it's be so many different type of whatever. So I don't even look for it. I'm like, well, if I seen him with his wife, so I guess he's a husband. Right. But if I see him with a man, I guess he's a wife. I don't fucking know.
Wow.
So, like,
wow.
I don't know.
Well, you don't have to worry about me. I'm male. I'm straight.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So
no matter what you see,
You're
not undecided.
No, I've decided. I decided.
You already decided.
I decided. Okay, yeah, I decided.
Damn, I got to get out 14. Your DMs.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Fucked up.
That's all right. You can tour me though. We can tour together.
We can tour. Like, yeah, okay, cool. Yeah, so just separate rooms.
Hell yeah. Even with straight niggas, I'm straight. Everybody shit no. He said we can get to a different room. I love it. All right. So is that in jails where you started doing comedy, or did you get before that? When did you start doing comedy?
I've been funny all my life.
Okay.
Real shit. In jail is where I had to be funny because it was like I was in jail. They use this term, the bid. I was the bid. So people be like, you know, I hope bro in our room, because like I would watch people just do shit and they'd be like, you know, like they'd be working out excessively. Mm-hmm. And I just say some slick shit like, damn, you know, oh, they're working out, no results. Oh. And everybody just busts out laughing or something. Like, damn, bro, you lost all your honey buns at the poker table again. You should stop playing.
Damn.
You know,
Man, that's crazy. Did you start acting on social media when you got out of jail? When did you feel like I can go to social media and be funny in a car and do that thing you do? How have you, you know, your thing?
I didn't. It wasn't like that. I did open mics first, actually.
Oh, you tried to be straight up stand-up comic first.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Absolutely. So crazy to even tell the story. I don't know if you're familiar with Ryan Davis.
Yeah, I know Ryan Davis. Yeah.
So I was off the Virginia line. He came all the way from Charlotte, picked me up. We went and did open mics there. I did most of my open mics out in Baltimore. You know, if you can be funny.
Ooh, Baltimore, yeah.
Man,
yeah, really.
I'm at places like Gentleman 10 and with biker gangs and shit like that who don't even want to hear what you got to say.
Right.
Let alone, especially when you live an alternative lifestyle. Right. They're like, man, this boy.
Right.
And I felt like if I could make people laugh from different walks of life, then I had something special. Then the internet just came along as far as to, I would just be talking about my humdrum day, and I didn't know that people would feel the same way I felt.
Yeah.
And
well, you're funny with it. But you're funny with it. Okay, so you started doing stand up.
Mm-hmm.
Did you before you got on to social media? Did you have cultivated an act ready, like a 10, 15, 20 minute act? Do you have an act ready?
No, I had
like
a 6-7 minute open mic joint.
Okay.
People would after a while. It was so crazy. What I knew I had it was when I would go to the open mics and people would be charging them behind my back, but they would be coming to see me. I had developed like a fan base at open mics.
What?
That was
what's,
yeah.
That's dope.
It was like, I want to see him, like, bro, funny. So they would be charging behind my back and then they'd give me a free drink. And I'm like, but nah, who is these niggas paying at the door? I don't want no fucking fuzzy navel.
Wow. That's okay. Mm-hmm. How did you handle hecklers, man? Cause I know you probably heard some shit.
I get hecklers, but I can honestly admit, I get happy hecklers.
Okay.
So they always drunk and they want to complete the sentence. Oh, that happened to me, Dern, or such and such. So I never really got the ones who just wanted to fight me. But I don't tell offensive jokes to the point where, like, I'm not a roaster. Okay. More of an oracle, so I can tell stories.
Okay.
So I'm not a person who's gonna get up there and be like, "Your mama's so fat." That's not my style of comedy. Right. I won't say it's funny, but right. I don't find it.
Right. Yeah. Then speaking of that, what name a couple comics that you were coming at that you were, or just even who are you fans of? Like, you know, besides me, but you know.
Of course, I'm a huge fan of you. Everybody loves you, especially Babs. Right.
Come on now.
I ain't never heard of a restaurant with a hair salon. What kind of shit is that?
Yeah, right.
But I'm fans of Tony Woods.
Oh, man, come on, legendary. I came up with him. Wow, okay.
He's amazing. His mom is a huge fan of mine. And even before I became populated, she's seen some of my work via social media. She would come out to my shows.
What?
She's like, "You remind me of my son."
I remember Mama, yeah. Yeah. Remind you of something? No, we got a different, way different humor.
Well, we way different, but I used to tell, like, some. Oh, don't say he's more funnier now.
No, I didn't say that. No, I
said about to say he's more something.
No, I was story.
Tony is funnier than me, but. He's amazing. He's a legend. Yep. But it was just great to see someone who I had admired from years growing up, just watching from Comic View, whose mother came out. So that was one.
Dope.
I never really had comics that were like myself on TV, other than kind of maybe like, if you want to say Flame Monroe per se.
Okay, I'm a Flame. Okay, yeah.
And I love Flame, but the closest comic that I would say I looked up to the most was Flip Wilson.
Flip Wilson, okay.
I love Flip.
Wow.
I love Nipsey Russell. He's a rhythmic comic like myself who can rhyme off cue with just not even thinking about it.
Right.
So I like that.
So do you do characters in your act sometimes? Voices and all that kind of stuff?
I can do all sorts of things.
Really?
Man. Yeah.
Yeah, because
I'm an OG, bro.
I'm late to the party.
Oh, man, you know, I'm going to be a legend one day.
I know that's right.
Yeah.
Wow. Have you heard other comedians being fans of yours that are big time?
Or absolutely.
Who are you most surprised besides myself?
Besides yourself, Tracy Morgan.
Tracy
loves my work. He came out to see me in New Jersey. Melanie Camacho.
Come on, it's my girl with the boots.
Man, yeah. Melanie is one of my chicks. Flame Monroe,
okay.
Quite a few. Damon Williams.
Okay, so, Damon. Oh, okay, wow.
Great.
Yeah,
like my work.
Yeah, that's great. That's actually great. Is there one thing I was going to ask us? I remember you said you were doing comedy, but you wanted to retire or stop or whatever. What was that? Because here's the thing, I didn't know you were a stand-up comic. I just thought you were funny because people were sending me the clips. I didn't know.
Look at you.
So I started doing my work. Okay. Mm-hmm. First of all, nigga, I didn't even know who you was until they started showing clips.
Look at you.
So I'm being real, okay?
Yeah, and I know who you was.
My bad.
And you know what?
No, it's a different situation.
Don't make no sense.
But I know you. Look where you at now. You on the panic room.
I am on
damn
the
that,
panic
okay?
room.
Okay. So I didn't know you did stand up. You did stand up comedy at first. I didn't know. I didn't know. So the question I was going to ask you then. I went to look at you. You had bookings. You were booking all over the place. I said, damn, this boy worked more than me. I got a little hater. I got a little hater. Okay.
Well, I'm funnier than you,
okay,
Pierre.
Okay, it might be true. No. Okay. Whatever it is. It's working for you, brother. It ain't working for me the same way.
Hey, yo.
Okay. I might have changed my act. Okay.
Okay. Two snaps.
Three.
You know what?
Shit. But no. So what happened was, I started seeing all those dates. I said, oh my God, he's a stand-up comic, you know, not just an Instagram kind of guy.
Thank you.
I got excited. I said, because I love comedians, stand-up comics. I don't mind Instagram people, but I definitely love stand-up comics.
Someone who can exercise that freedom.
Exactly.
Right.
And then I called you up to get you on, and you said, man, I retired from comedy. I said, what? How you just started? So what happened with that? Are you retired still, or what's going on with that?
No, you know how it is. Comedy is a marriage, you know what I mean?
Okay.
You want to divorce her, but you know it's cheaper to keep her.
Okay.
It pays my bills. It's the only thing that I do. So
say,
I'm like, no, I can't just leave it.
Mm-hmm.
But you have your ups and downs. You see people. I'm going to be honest. Mm-hmm. To me, it's a more straight male driven thing.
Sure.
So where I would get like the last slices of pie and a few crumbs, someone who does the same thing that I've done for success would get a whole pie and a Diet Coke.
Damn.
You get what I'm saying?
But what'd you say? Financially or spots on
Oh, no. Like, financially, I'm blessed. I can honestly admit
that. Okay.
But as far as to, when they go to mention the next group of kings of comedy, I will be easily swept into a box because of the lifestyle that, you know, I've chose or whatever.
Okay.
And I'm trying to break barriers. I did not want them to say, well, you know what, this is Darren, an LGBT comic, because I'm not. I'm just a comic who so happened to live an alternate lifestyle. Mm-hmm. And B, I did not want people to, you know, just easily forget about me, because when you think about the newer generation, And I love these guys too. You think of the DC Young Flies,
Carlos
and the
Miller,
Desi Banks,
right?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And I'm huge fans of all of their work too. But I'm like, hey, don't forget about me because I'm funny as a motherfucker.
Right. Sure.
So yeah.
Sure,
and
sure.
Then my stand up is up to par. So I wanted to make
it?
Sure. Oh man.
I haven't seen you do stand up.
Oh, you must.
Oh, I will.
You must.
Okay.
You yeah. Will be a fan.
Really? Well, I. All right,
you will
all
right. Be a fan.
But so you felt like retiring because you weren't getting the recognition you felt you deserved.
I know I deserved it.
Nigga, get a long line. There's a lot of comedians feel the same way.
Oh,
young
but
ass and
no,
shit.
But see, here's the thing, though.
Shit.
Here's the
crying
thing.
Crying already after 3 years of comedy. Get
oh, no, it's actually been 7.5.
Seven.
I'll take 37 the
37 over here.
Damn, you old,
okay,
Pierre.
That's what it is.
Let
okay.
Me hop out to DM. You a sugar daddy.
Hell no.
I'm sorry. Okay. But here's the thing. Like,
okay, so what?
It was more so I would get all of this, like I would meet other great comics who would okay. Tell me to my face, we love your work, blah, blah, blah. But when it's time to like do the podcast like you do or mm-hmm. To mention the names, I wouldn't get a name drop. Okay. And I'm like, man, you know who I am.
Right.
But now that you've said it that way, I think about the Tony Woods and people mm-hmm. Who I've admired who's mm-hmm. Just getting their flowers. Who I just seen on Netflix and stuff mm-hmm. Like that. So I'm like, who am I to complain? And that's what kind of driven me back to it because it's kind of like, you know, telling God you're not grateful mm-hmm. Of something you didn't give yourself. So mm-hmm. I didn't want to be ungrateful. And I grew up in a Christian family. Mm-hmm. So I can't quit something that I didn't, you know, start for myself. It was all God, a gift.
So you're back on again.
Oh, absolutely. God, I was never off. I was just having a bitch fit.
Is that what it was when you told mm-hmm. Me? I retired. I'm tired of this shit.
Oh, I was hoping you'd give me a sympathy flower. Like, don't do it, Darren. Right. We need a voice right, like right. Yours,
no,
but
thank
you didn't
God,
do that.
Yeah, yeah. The less of you niggas I need. But here's the thing. I want you to understand that. You have almost millions of people. You probably have millions of people follow you and love
of
you.
Some
you know
sort,
what I'm
yeah.
Saying? Of some sort.
Yeah.
Don't do them a disservice. They
absolutely.
They got you to this point because they love what you do. And for you to feel like I need more or I ain't happy, be appreciative of those people who hit you in the DMs or just like your pictures or your videos,
and I
man.
Am.
Because I know, I believe you are. So before you get in that little hissy fit again, realize it, man. I tell people this all the time, and this is one of the best quotes I ever told people. Enjoy the journey.
Correct.
Because you can't control the outcome, but you can control the journey that you're on.
That's true.
Okay?
That's true.
So you can control that journey, because as long as you're on it, you're on a journey. You can control it. And why don't you be happy and be happy with something that you can control, opposed to waiting for something that you couldn't? Because when I started off at 17 years old. I told myself by 25, I'm going to be a star.
Right.
Eddie Murphy
and
a star.
And you are.
Well, no,
are.
Not at 20. Well, not 25. But you get what I'm saying? By 25, I wasn't. I was like, huh? Let me stay a little longer. And by 30, I'm going to be a star. And then 30, I became a star. But the point I'm making is, I decided to stay in. You get what I'm saying?
Correct.
Because I'm like, I'm not gonna do myself a timeline. I tell any of these young comics, man, don't give yourself a timeline. Be in this thing to do
yeah.
This, man, and enjoy it. Look all the love you are. God damn it, you on my podcast. Everybody on my
that
podcast.
That is true. That is
you know
true. And not anybody come. I just saw
okay.
You had little girl.
Don't you do that.
I won't.
Say her name.
Marseille, I be messing it up.
Marseille Martin.
Thank
right.
You. I'm so sorry, Marseille.
Right,
I'm a
right,
huge fan,
right.
By the way.
Okay.
And I love her movie with Regina.
Okay, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, absolutely.
So,
love her.
So just understand, your time's gonna come bigger and more. The more you keep doing this, the followers and everything, you see the people coming around, they love you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So keep feeding them that stuff. You know what I'm saying?
I will, and I appreciate that. Thank you.
All right, I'm about to get upset. Okay.
Yeah, oh, no,
okay.
Please don't get upset. All I already right. Got enough beatdowns from it. My
I
mom
that.
Was like, you ain't moving back in with me.
What?
So, hey, oh, absolutely not.
Well, the turnaround gonna be like, Mom, I got a house. You might want to move into my house.
Oh, wait, that too. I already
yeah.
Got that, but
oh,
you know
oh, okay.
How that be.
Oh, okay.
We'll
okay.
Talk. We'll
oh,
talk.
Okay. So, but how do you feel about OGs or whatever who kind of got beef with the Instagram comics? How do you feel? How do you think they? How do you?
I don't feel about them at all.
Yeah.
I understand it. I understand everybody walk to comedy has been different.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't want to get to a certain age of my life and when people can just. Because, you know, the internet ain't gonna do nothing but grow or life in general just gonna keep happening. I don't want for someone who has it 10 times easier than what I had and be like, well, we had to do audition videos and I'm not gonna do that. The way I look at it is kind of like the comics before that generation had to go in smoke-filled rooms where there were only
mm-hmm.
White people
mm-hmm.
To, you know what I'm saying, like the Red Foxes and the Moms Maybelline. So their walk had to be even harder. Then you had people after that who could do Comic View. Now you got the internet personalities. I think that, and I don't want to say this to be wrong, but I think that the internet personalities of some sort kind of saved comedy because after a while it was just one comic we all had to look at.
Come on now.
Now with the internet personalities, you can just click on a page today and somebody, you know, go to Jess Hilarious or a Darren Fleet or a DC Young Fly or something and get a laugh daily, opposed to waiting for the next Kevin Hart movie or the next Mike Epps movie, whom I'm huge fans of too. But those movies take years to come, or that stand-up take years of writing just to get a Netflix special of some sort. Now you can get a daily thing. So I think the internet has saved comedy and for people to say, you know what, I can get a laugh every day.
I like that. That's actually true too. But some people feel that vets feel like it's lowbrow comedy, quick comedy. It's no something, just being goofy at times. So, you know. But like you said, if people are laughing and you're bringing them joy, old vets can't be mad because their comedy isn't doing the same thing as these young kids. And, you know, and
you're granted the same opportunity. Wi-Fi it can be free if you go and sit at Starbucks.
Is that what it
is? Real shit.
But no, you're right. You're right, because some of the old vets don't want to take the time to do that. They don't have the same energy.
Correct.
Like, I ain't about to do no damn, you know, two or three fucking clips every day. Well, that's what it is.
I get it.
You know what I'm saying? It. Yeah, so they get a little pissed off. And then the energy is directed to the wrong people. It should be really internally saying, what do I need to do that these young kids
are doing? To get on that type of level.
Exactly.
And develop a fan base and then get back out there.
Exactly.
Because people want to hear what you got to say. Mm-hmm. Whether you're old. The thing about comedy is it has no face, no gender, no look. So you can be 93 and do comedy. You can be 23. You can be beautiful. You can be ugly. You can be skinny. You can be, I've seen it all.
Right.
No. But long as it's funny.
Right. And plus, I really believe the internet is an under 30-year-old, 30 game. I guarantee there's more people under 30 on the internet than over 30.
You'd be surprised. No, especially from, what's the lady who just passed? God rest her soul. The older lady. Was Frappes, Soups, and Lottery, or whatever. Y'all know who I'm talking about. I might mess that up. I'm sorry, but her name was something. Anyway,
she was
a grandmother.
Okay. You know, the old mean, the old black lady
who used to cuss me. She was funny as shit. She had a huge audience, too. I even watched her. So.
She had no day job. She had nothing to do. All she did was sit around and let her daughter do that in front of her face. What else she was going to do? Fill a diaper up and keep it moving. Come on now.
Hey, yo, God bless her soul. That's not me.
Yeah, I like it too.
I don't want to get beat up. They from St. Louis.
Okay.
So I got a tour out there.
Speaking of getting beat up, boy, you're going to be nowhere near Tiny in them house, in T.I. house. Well, you not heard of her girlfriend, what was her name? Chandra, what's her name again?
You know what?
What
you
the hell?
You went to dig that up.
A girl,
because that
with
was definitely like 2-3 years ago.
And that's diggable, okay?
Okay.
My homegirls was like, ask him about this. He went bananas. I saw the clip of it. I said, hell no.
You know.
What the fuck? That was messy.
It was very messy.
Yeah,
and honestly, it's a moment that I'm not proud of because I think Shekinah is gorgeous. And I love all black women, first and foremost, because it's already hard enough to be black. Mm-hmm. And it's definitely hard to be a black woman, something I can't identify as. I think what caught me off guard was the fact that it was my brother at the time who was going through something. And what I had seen from her at the time, I don't know if this is who she is, but she targets people at that time who I felt like couldn't defend themselves. And I'm like, you're not gonna play with my family. You know, it's just how we are. You know what I mean? Like, you're not gonna play with my family, especially in my face. But when it comes to who she is as a person, Shekinah is a mogul in her own right. Mm-hmm. She does hair. You know, all love her because she brought a lot of joy to the Tiatani show. And I've laughed at a lot of things she's done. Okay. So I don't want to go on record saying I hate Shekinah. As a matter of fact, I love Shekinah.
Good.
And I think the best of her. Yeah. I really do.
Could someone draw you on that moment again like that? Or you passed that part?
I'm past that part of my life. You know, I don't even want to be remembered for shit like that because, like, it's natural to step back into your DMV square.
I'm trying to think more
North Carolina these days. You know, I bought my house in Wake Forest, North Carolina. I try to be more, you know, like the people that in the community. They walk dogs, they sip lattes, they wear Skechers. And I'm trying to be like that. Go Snoop.
I'll tell you what.
Who's
you ain't gonna
be a big fan of mine.
Snoop Dogg too?
Oh, absolutely. Follow the
Snoop,
bitch.
Snoop.
Okay. Tell him that.
Well, speaking of Snoop and speaking of dogs, boy, you ain't gonna get no more love at us. PetSmart.
Okay. That's fine. That's fine. Because by the time
this
I'm finished with them, I'm gonna own PetSmart.
Because they didn't give your dog the right haircut?
No, my dog already got it. See, look at you. My dog is bald like you.
Okay.
But here's the thing.
They got his own show, too, huh?
No, you don't have his own show. But I'm going to make him his own Instagram.
Okay.
Yeah. You're going to have more followers.
You was pissed. You was pissed off that day.
I was so pissed, Pierre. I really was. Because it was the discrimination for myself. You know, I live in a neighborhood now where, like, I wouldn't call them racist. But
I will.
One thing, thank you. Mm-hmm. But I have to think sometimes when we are moving into these gated communities, not every day they see black people.
Right.
So when I go to Starbucks, like I said, or a PetSmart or something like that, I think they wait to see if I know anything about the establishment before they sub. Because every time you walk in, it's like a 5-second pause.
Ooh.
And then I have to go up to the counter and be like, I want a double shot espresso. And and then they'll go back to talking like, oh, he knows his shit.
Right.
So it's like that. So I don't want to call them racist anymore. Nowadays I call them like, you know, maybe unknown or, you know, that type of shit. So I have to think like that.
But I blame you for that.
Because, why?
Because you ran to the whiteies. You couldn't have a black neighborhood, bought a house in a black neighborhood. There's a lot of good black neighborhoods, but no.
I thought I was in a black neighborhood. It's a matter
of
fact.
You know what it was. You Wake Forest, come on, white folks in Wake Forest.
Brad, but it's a lot of black people that live there.
Well, they obviously don't work out. It's PetSmart.
No, they don't.
Yeah, okay.
No,
or the Starbucks.
Most of us are internet personalities. I live beside a makeup tutorial and shit like
really?
This. I hope my likes don't go down either. I'm like, me neither, bitch. I'm like, it's the only way I can afford this shit.
All right. So would you, you've never been in a movie.
Never been in a movie,
right.
I have been on TV.
Right, right.
Yeah.
You would like, you like the movie, right?
I like movies, but I'm not a huge fan of comedies.
I know, you said you like horror movies?
I like horrors. I want to do what Monique just did in her last one. I want to chase a bitch.
Really?
Yeah. Get my anger out.
I remember that when I cast movies. I do some movies. But here's my thing.
So you going to let me chase you?
Well, hold on.
I'd love to kill you once.
I know that's right.
Thank you.
But can you act straight? I mean, more manlier, you know.
I'm always straight.
All right,
I got bitches, man.
All right, quiet. Cut. So the scene is this. Me and you are at a bar.
All right.
Drinking beer.
All right, we're drinking a beer.
And you want to tell me, you got 30 seconds to tell me that you're going, how you going to kill your wife. I'm your best friend. You're going to do something. And straight as possible, manly as possible, let's go.
Man, I'm thinking about choking your sister.
Damn. Okay. I wasn't waiting for that one. But okay. Hold on. And action. What? My sister?
Man, she been texting another nigga.
Oh, really?
And I asked her about it, bruh. She gonna look at me like I'm stupid. I said, let me see your phone. This bitch deletes all
her
messages.
Hold on. My sister. Don't call her bitch.
I mean.
Come on. I love my sister.
This female dog deletes all the messages,
is
bruh.
Is that how we gonna do?
I said, let me see your phone. She don't let me see the phone. I said, all right, bet. I go and get the bill back from Verizon, right?
Okay.
I see all these numbers that don't match the messages in her phone. She didn't delete it.
My sister, though, she wouldn't do that to you, man.
She your sister. You sneaky as a motherfucker. Your mother sneaky. I matter. Right.
Right. You're right.
So you already know how I'm feeling.
All right, don't kill
her. I'm not going to kill her, but I'm going to get somebody else to do it.
Damn.
Yeah.
I mean, Fatal Attraction type shit.
It's my like Birdman.
It's my sister, bro. You put your hand on my sister, I'm fucking you up, homie.
I'm going to get somebody else to do it.
Well, I don't give a fuck who else you. I'm gonna whoop your ass. If my sister get hurt, I'm fucking you up, homie.
You gonna have to find me first.
No, you ain't gonna find it, nigga. I know where you live at. I know where you stay at, nigga. I know
where
you go.
Stay at, bro.
The fuck? Don't worry about it, nigga. In Wake Forest, nigga. By the fucking pet store.
By the pet store.
Hey,
yo.
I'm getting nervous, nigga. Everybody outside in here and shit, nigga.
Oh, cool. You're talking about my straight man.
Right. No, I fuck with it. I got you. I might have to cast you in a horror movie and shit. Damn.
Please do. I would love to kill you.
Well, you got that. Why do you like horror movies over comedy? You're a comedian. Most comedians love comedy.
Because I find comedy in dark shit, if that makes sense. Like,
okay, I feel you on that.
Like, it don't even have to be a horror. It can be some serious shit like The Color Purple or Precious.
Okay.
Like, damn, this shit was hilarious, you know. And I hate to be that person, but I've always been a person who laughed at shit that other people didn't laugh at. And I think that's what makes a good comic, because I found humor in things that people don't find humorous. You know what I mean? Like,
I can dig that. I can see that. Yeah. I tell people all the time, comedy, the formula of comedy is tragedy plus time equals comedy.
I like that analogy.
Yeah. So some tragic happens, give enough time, and now you can talk about
you
it.
You could absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? And I think a lot of us comics, well, we got a screw loose. Like you said, you're bipolar.
Absolutely.
Sometimes. Yeah, I think.
Absolutely.
I mean, to get in a relationship with a comedian, you know, I don't know. That's I'll tell any woman, I don't know, you know, because it's. We have a dark side, a very dark
side.
We
definitely do. I think what it is the whole, it's the business aspect of it. It's the the writing the jokes. It's the time that you take off between stages, doing stuff like podcasting, doing stuff like internet. And you always, no one looks, even when I'm doing something serious or I'm, you don't know, if you want to be sexy one day, people still find it funny. I'm like, nigga, I was doing my best moves and you laughing at me. Right, that's a problem. Right. So it's kind of hard to turn comedy off of people who only look at you as comedy. So that's my biggest thing from it. I'd be like, damn, I'm trying to find like a common medium. Because some people can do it like Jamie Foxx, per se.
Perfect.
He can give you sexy, he can give you R&B and turn right around and give you a joke or two. And people accept all of it. Then you got comics who just can't turn off the comedy. And we've seen them in films. And I'm like, damn, even though this was supposed to be serious, I'm laughing my ass off. You
sure.
know?
No, sure.
It should be that way.
Yeah. Some people, it takes a special kind of actor or comedian to make you believe that they're serious, you know?
Absolutely.
You know, it's almost, and it's funny, as comedians, it's so easy to be funny. But I heard through other actors that comedy is the hardest thing to do. This is from dramatic actors. They're like, man, it's hard to do comedy. I'd rather do a dramatic role before I do a comedy role. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And we have that gift to be, you know, comical. And some of us, I don't know, just some of us just can't do it, though. I mean, dramatic-wise.
That's true.
Like I said, you know, they do stuff. It's like, you know.
I wanted to cry, but I laughed.
Yeah. And a lot of comics, the problem with comic actors sometimes is we do monologues on stage.
Correct.
You know what I'm saying? But when you're doing a movie, it's a dialogue. It's back and forth.
Correct.
And we don't even know, you know, how to wait for our cue and talk. We want to talk. I did a couple of hip-hop movies, and niggas was all just ad-libbing over. Can I get my line in, motherfucker? Because they didn't know how to shut up and listen to, you know, and that takes a special kind of comic. So the comics that do that, I shout out to them who could do dramatic and comedy. And if you, you know, I mean, a little tidbit you gave me, I didn't see Darren Fleek, the comedian, right there for a second.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, that was a second,
Thank you.
Yeah,
you saw Denzel?
No. Oh, yeah, I did. Denzel Smith over there off of Crenshaw in LA.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, he went to swap meet and shit. But yeah, but it's still Denzel. You know, it's a Denzel. Damn it, just tell people it's Denzel. But you know, that was good. All right, so stand-up comedy. So you have a tour coming up? Or what are we looking at?
I'm actually on the downside of my tour. I have Raleigh, North Carolina coming up April the 2nd, Charlie Goodnight's, and then we're in Philly at Helium. April the 22nd, and then I'm going to end it off in May, because we just got back from Texas, and man, I did Houston, Austin, Dallas, like 7 shows. It was amazing.
Wow.
Sold out 4 of them,
nice.
So that was really,
Come
really
on
dope.
Now.
And then before then, I was in the Midwest, Indianapolis, St. Louis, and Detroit, so got snowed in Detroit.
Did you?
Yeah, damn, it's still snowing in March.
Yeah, you know what, I did get snowed in one time in Detroit. Yeah, them flights or something else.
It
But Detroit, love it. What city is one of your favorite cities to perform in?
Chicago.
Oh, that's my favorite city of all time.
Come on, man.
No disrespect to my own hometown, but Chicago just gets it.
It's the food, it's the people, it's the love they get, because if you're one of the people who have never been to Chicago, you're only going to go by, oh, it's the crime rate. No, it's way more than that.
Right.
It's food, it's culture. Mm-hmm. Shit, I went to a restaurant that was in somebody's house.
What?
And I was like, okay, yeah. The living room was like your sitting down area. They had the kitchen in the back. They had waitresses and shit. And I was like, okay, this shit is all right. I stayed there longer than what I wanted to.
Nice,
so yeah,
nice,
and it wasn't
nice.
Just for the food, it was the hospitality. So yeah, I love Chicago.
Do you get recognized a lot on the street?
Every day.
Really?
Every day.
Wow.
Because I got over 3 million followers via social media, so it'd be
like
that.
Right. Yeah. That's dope. That is so cool. And just think of, how can you retire? With all that love you get, man. Come on, don't let that.
Oh,
don't
I was
let
about to
get
me
you.
A farm. Shit, I've been watching Khalees.
No.
I was about to have some cows in my backyard.
I know that's right.
Yeah, right.
I got a little garden in my house. And women love a guy with a garden.
Come on now.
Yeah,
green thumb.
Light skin thumb's getting dirty.
Come on, light skin.
Oh, I got them built. People have a misconception of me. They be like, they think I'm just a comedian, you know, but no, sir. I built decks. I used to do that before.
Come on, bro.
I got a comedy club in my backyard. Stage and everything.
I saw the fence and shit, and you want to let me come and tell some jokes?
Come on now.
We
have barbecues and all that, and people come, and mayor come. Everybody comes.
But can you cook?
Yeah, I can. No, I can cook.
Because there's a difference between barbecue and cooking.
Right.
You know how to put some shit on the grill.
How we do. I either have lovely young lady friends of mine who cook for me for that day, right there, or I will order out. Bring some stuff in. Safeway got the bomb chicken.
They do.
They got the bomb chicken.
Do.
Don't sleep on
I'm
Safeway
I'm more of a
chicken.
Wegmans person myself. You know.
You like Wegmans?
Absolutely. Rotisserie.
Okay. But no, if you ever in the area, you come on, grab that microphone, man. It's
I'm
fun.
Definitely.
Yeah,
I'm
no,
definitely
for real though, it's fun. It's really a good time, man.
Definitely
shout out to all the people who supported. Even to this day, I'll be in the malls or whatever. You gonna have your party? Cause I do four of them a year, you know.
Oh, nice.
They're like, when next time at barbecue, at comedy barbecue, I'm coming and stuff. So I'm gonna say, you know what? We got Darren Fleet about to stop too pretty
Please
soon.
Please do. Yeah. I'm telling you, I would tell jokes anywhere.
Okay.
And I've did a backyard joke before in DC.
Oh, wow.
I don't know if you're familiar with comedian Anthony Oakes, but he's really, really dope. Shout out to you, Anthony. And I definitely worked with him, and he had me at some backyard joint, and we was just going at it. And this was during the pandemic.
Right,
so,
right.
You know, you're just trying to make ends meet anyway. I'm like, shit, I tell jokes by the train station right about now.
I know that's right.
Right.
I know that's right. Cool. Is there anybody you want to go on tour with, stand-up comedy-wise, would you love to perform with?
There's so many. But right off back, I love Wanda Sykes. You know, DMV Comics.
Okay, yeah, smart and clever, yeah.
Love Wanda. Love what she brings to the table.
I think you'd be good with her, too.
Man, she's so amazing.
Yeah, I think you'd kill it.
I'm not going to lie, just taking it back a little bit, I love Angela Johnson. I don't know if you remember her.
Yeah, but she's like light skin?
No, she was actually white.
White, well, she, okay.
But light skin, lighter skin than us.
On my DVD cover, it was a little tanned and shit, okay?
Yeah. And now yourself, because you've had me on, your podcast, so maybe I can have you out on the road as a special guest.
Yeah, I would love to be a special guest.
Oh,
yeah.
I don't know if I can afford you, though, because you're doing it.
No, we can work it out. We can always work a deal out,
okay,
brother, you know what I'm saying?
Okay,
I'm a lovely performer, man. You know, I'm here for the, I'm here for the people, you know what I'm saying?
I know you're funny. I've seen you Def Comedy Jam.
No, we can do that. That's cool. You, all right. So let me ask you, and I'm going to move on this, then we're going to move somewhere else. We're going to go right back to almost the beginning, but romantically wise, how do you see, what's true love to you, man? What would be true love to you?
People that can respect my time.
Okay.
And who I am as an artist without wanting to date my artistry, if that makes sense.
Sure.
Because it's kind of like hard after a while. True love to me, kind of the love that my grandmother had for my grandfather. My grandfather's been passed now since I was maybe like three. My grandmother refused to remarry.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, I grew up in a Christian family, so you know how the Bible speaks of letting a young widow remarry. My grandmother knew that she was in her 60s, so she was like, I'm not a young widow. But the way she even speaks about my grandfather to this day, give you chills, so I'm looking for like that type of thing, longevity more so than a night of fun.
Right.
Yeah.
And I say it because I'm single, and it's not, I have everything. I'm so blessed.
House, are you hitting on me, Pierre?
No.
Okay,
no,
good, because he was just like asking me what my love is, and then I'm single.
No, hold on.
Usually niggas at a bar tell me that.
No, the point I was going to make is being a comedian, being single out here. That's the point I was trying to get to.
Okay, let me get my mind on the green couch. Yeah.
Okay, I already told you in the beginning how we roll.
Okay,
so I was saying being a comedian, having it all, traveling, you know what I'm saying? You have a house and stuff. How do you find true love? I'm in the same situation, so I just want to hear from another person, another male, saying what true love, whatever true love was. And I understand that.
What do you call true love, if you don't mind me asking?
My bitch shut up.
Oh, okay.
My bitch got to shut the fuck up.
Gotcha.
Run that mouthpiece, you know what I'm saying? No.
Okay.
No. You see, hence why I'm single.
I'm a mute.
No, I'm messing with you. What I was going to say is somebody, like you said, I don't mind dating my...
Would you date another comic?
No.
Okay.
But dating my artistry, I like someone who likes what I do, wants to come and support me.
Correct.
And be out. And maybe I got a joke to tell you, baby. And she tells me, I tell her the joke and stuff. Someone just listen, I'm tired of hearing your jokes or whatever. Whatever the case may be. I like people who like my creative energy.
You know,
I'm always creating stuff. I need a woman like that. And I need a woman to know that I ain't going nowhere. If I love you, I'm not going nowhere. You know what I'm saying? Just don't feel like every time somebody approaches me or say something that I'm in love with them, something's gonna happen. You know,
Correct.
Women can be very protective.
Correct.
You know what I'm saying? I dated a girl one time, was so cool. Like a girl could come up to me, want to take a picture with me, and she'd take the camera and be like, I'll take a picture, y'all click. I'm cool, you know what I'm saying?
That's dope.
Because
she respected who you was in that spotlight.
Right. And I liked it. Well, other women be like feeling uncomfortable. I don't take a picture of you, another bitch. And I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah.
It's a fan. Bitches talk while we eat. That's why you got on them shoes and the purses you got on. You know what I'm saying? So that I would look for a woman who just be. And I do like women who are, let's say, a little bit old fashioned.
Nice. Traditional values.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Nice.
I'm a little more forward thinking. I'm traditional before. Women can have a job, of course, you know what I'm saying? But women have opinions in the house. I'm cool with all that.
Nice.
But just let me be the man. Don't beat me. Don't beat the man out of me and shit when I'm trying to, you know.
Absolutely.
Man, that's all. Because women have to go through so much nowadays that they have to take that role and they bring that aggression sometimes when they first meet somebody. You know what I'm saying? God. I'm like, calm down. You know, what you doing?
Be soft.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Or submissive.
Well, watch that word. Watch that word. You better get a lot of deletes in your non-followers.
You can't say the S
word. No, not the women.
No, I'm not telling them be docile. Oh. And I think the word submissive.
Oh, okay, talk to me.
Let me be honest.
Yeah.
Submissive don't mean that I just do whatever someone tell me to do. It just means that, okay, if you're looking for a king, be a queen.
Ooh,
you know what I mean?
Watch out now.
You know what I'm saying? Ooh. Somebody got to wear a bigger crown. Ooh. That doesn't make you less than. It just make you stand beside. Mm. I do not like that saying, behind every good man is a good one. No, I do believe it's beside every good man is a good. So when you're being submissive, you can be beside him.
Really?
Of some sort. You can
okay.
be.
Okay.
But just let him wear the shoes, because at the end of the day, you need, if you're looking for a king or you're looking for somebody kind of to fill in that blank for mm-hmm, you, mm-hmm. then you want that person who can reach in the cabinet that you can't reach sometimes. Not saying that you ain't gonna date a Meg Thee Stallion.
Right.
Yeah, they are some tall girls.
Right.
But you want somebody, like, if you hear something downstairs and it sound like a breaking enter, he gets up first.
Right.
Submit to it. And ain't nothing wrong with that. But submissive don't mean be, like I said, docile or stupid.
Right.
It doesn't mean be weak. It just mean, like, you know, I respect that he's in the driver's seat, I'm in the passenger for right now.
Right.
And it is times two for the husband to submit as well. A man can submit to his wife, but never forget who you are as a man, because once you are so submissive, then I feel like it's just to the point where she feels like she wears the pants, and ain't no wrong with that, if that's what type of relationship you want.
Oh.
If that's what type, but I like traditional values too, right. where it is a man of the household, it is a woman, she's nurturing and happy wife, happy life. So you still cater to her needs, but she makes sure that she's doing her role so you can cater to her needs.
But those days, happy wife, happy life, if a man finds a wife, he finds a good thing.
Absolutely.
All this. But hold on, where is the man? What, give me a slogan for man then, for woman, man and woman. Exactly. Diamonds are a girl's best friend. What is a man's best friend? What a dog.
A dog,
really?
A car.
Really?
I'm trying to think. A video game,
really?
I don't know.
Exactly. I know. Sometimes, I don't know. I just think with this time, the gender roles have been reversed. These things are moving so quickly. In the last 20 years, things have moved quickly. And that's why I think a lot of bumping heads, because my generation, dealing with maybe your generation or mm-hmm. younger, whatever the case may be, it's going to be a bumping heads. You know, women, people nowadays are more like just let it go.
I make the most money, yeah. So I'll tell you what.
Well, it can be that. And women are now making, because it used to be a physical, who were more physically strong would make more money.
Because mm-hmm.
jobs back then was heavier
about
stuff.
About labor.
Right. Mm-hmm. Now it's about the mental, computers. And women mm-hmm. are much more, I think, smarter than men. I think they're
intellectual.
Nurtured, right?
Very much
right.
so.
So now they're already ahead of us and making all that money, you know, doing computers. So now it's like, hold on, I make $120,000, you make $75,000.
So act your wage, boo. Act your wage.
See, that's the problem. You know what I'm saying? When that comes, now, of course, every woman's going to say, I wouldn't do that. Right. Why are you talking right now? But wait till you get in a relationship. I feel like
she wouldn't do that until you come home and all the lights on. I'm the only one paying the light bill in this bitch, so
right, exactly.
I get it.
It can be rough. So yeah, true love. That's what, you know, somebody who understands, who has a little older traditional values and, you know, new, and vice versa with me too.
Correct.
You know what I'm saying?
Correct.
I try. All right. Well, you got the traditional values of talking shit about people all the time, so we gonna get a little chance. Oh, yeah, you.
I talk shit about people.
You.
When I said, come on now, give me an example.
Recently, we had the Oscars, and I showed some pictures, you showed some pictures, and you tore asses up from the beginning to
the top. It was the looks, but not them. I love all them people.
I know that, but but you know how sensitive people are? Talk about their looks, and they're going to get their
sorry.
They outfits.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, are you really?
I am.
Okay, so let me play some game. We're going to do a thing called IG creeping, okay? This is what we do.
Okay.
When I go on your IG page, you know, and we pick some pictures out, and you have some explaining to do.
Okay,
so let's see what
we're going to
do.
And don't be having me looking crazy.
Well, no, hold on. If it's on your IG, you put it on there.
You know what? But you could have picked my better ones.
No. Okay, first of all, what was this? This you?
That is me.
As-salamu alaykum. Are you a third bomber on a plane? Okay. You can't get on planes like that. Okay.
Oh, God. Okay. What was going on here?
Yeah, what was going on there? Okay.
Well.
Yeah. Yeah, you were going to a sabbatical. You just got back.
I wasn't.
From Arab.
Actually, what happened here was my homegirl wanted to experiment. She's like, Darren, let's put some locks in your hair and make it a little longer. Okay. And I'm one of them, you know, I'm definitely always going to be on the flamboyant side. So I guess that's what was going on. I had an Aki-ass beard. I spent a lot of time in Philly at the time. So you already know what that's about, you know.
He said Philly. You ain't never lied. Okay, okay.
I look like a Philadelphian.
All right, let's move on past that. Well, what's the next one? What? Wait, hold on.
That's Rihanna.
What the hell? Hey, where they do that?
That's Rihanna's body.
Oh, I thought that was. Oh, I'm about to say hell
no.
Okay, when I was switching over. Okay. Okay, so you just Photoshop your head on her.
On Riri's body.
Oh, okay.
Now, I do look like that sometime by night.
No, but I will tell you this. No.
I got a lot of strange guys in my DM after that. Like, yo, do you really be wearing that sometime? I mean, and these were some of my uncle's friends. It's sad.
Yeah. I'm jealous from here on. I'm jealous of ASAP Rocky from here, okay? God damn. ASAP Rocky. Okay, all
so
right.
So why not show the up?
Okay, what are we going to do with next one? Which one? Hold on, I'm trying to guess which one you are. I'm really going to try to guess which one. I'm going to go with here.
Absolutely.
Oh, okay, look at Absolutely. That. Them your brothers. Talk
yes,
to me.
Yes, that actually made me. Man, this picture mean a lot to me because this is the way I always want to remember me and my brothers. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
We were young and trying to find our way. I'm the oldest, mm-hmm. and I lost my way for a little while, so now they can see me in a different lighting.
Nice.
So, yeah.
Is this Christmas time, bro? What's back here?
No, actually, it was daycare, and it was one of them hood daycares, and that was the only background I had.
Oh, really?
It was probably in June.
Olin Mills down here? Okay, never
mind. It should be. Yeah, a Sears picture.
Okay. All right, what we got next for? Okay.
Okay, come on now.
Look like your best person backwards, nigga. Shit, your chest
nigga, I look like Michael B. Jordan.
Nigga, you look like a pair of Jordans.
Or Michael B. Fokker. I'm going to be honest.
Okay,
I was doing my face mask routine, and I just went vegan and kind of like got everything together. I'm actually in a hotel in Baltimore.
I can see. Hourly?
Unfinished.
Hourly? Okay.
Yeah. It's right beside a plasma center, I can tell you that. But I did not sell plasma. Okay.
I love it.
I look pretty good.
Okay. That's the killer.
That's my out of jail pose.
Right. Like, that's the picture with me and you at the bar talking about you killing my sister.
Killing
man.
Your sister.
I can cash you in that right there. With that right there.
Come on now.
All right.
So save that in your archive.
And one thing I realized, you don't mind stopping at the kiosk in the mall and getting jewelry. So I don't even mind that. I like
that. Hey, yeah. Actually, my brother made that necklace. Shout out to Terrell.
Oh, my bad. Okay.
And that's his
my friend. Stop by. My friend. We got jewelry.
Yeah.
All right. Next one. Okay, we got
me and Cece Peniston.
I talk to her all the time. I'm trying to get on my podcast. She says she's going to come, but you know, I've known her for years, man. We've done shows together.
Well, I'm going to call her for you. I got her personal number.
I'm going to tell you what.
And when she get here, guess what you'll say?
Ooh.
Finally.
See, I know that's right.
So that's my chick. She actually stopped me, and I'm actually wearing my brother Shane again.
I see. I like that.
And it's not middle of the mall.
Okay. Oh, my bad.
It's Terrace and Clout.
Okay.
Don't be asking for it. But Cece actually stopped me in Charlotte, North Carolina. We was at the Douglas Airport, and she was like, I know you're working. I was like, I know you're working. Right. And we just started.
She's a sweetheart.
Oh, amazing lady. Shout out,
Cece. Yes,
shout out really Cece, and I love your work.
Yeah, she's great. Really great person.
Amazing
I can't
chick.
Wait to get on the show. All right, next one. Oh, hold on. What the fuck is going on?
Okay.
What are you doing?
Yoga routines at the pool, looking pretty thick, too. Come on, friend.
Hold on.
Yeah. I'm sorry, guys. Sorry.
All right.
But it's looking pretty good there.
You post everything.
Absolutely. Yoga routine. Actually, I had people from yoga companies giving me their mats and I know how to advertise.
I love it.
Yeah, I know how to advertise. So yeah, go down.
Okay. All right. So I'm gonna do this thing. Now on my show, I normally do a thing called word association. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I throw a name or something, you tell me what first comes on your mind.
Mm-hmm.
But since you are so good with the verbal on talking about what people got on,
okay,
I decided to switch it up with you. Okay.
Let's do it.
So let's see. I'm gonna show you something, and I need to see what the first thing you describe, what you see, and what you're feeling. All right.
Let's do it.
All right. Let's go with this outfit right here. What is that? What are we going with this right there?
I'm gonna give it black tape, duct tape wall. now I like the fact that she's showing off curves, but it's the curves we've all seen before. Mm-hmm. You know, the ones you can buy in Miami. And I do like that. It's Miami duct tape.
Right. The lip action is good, too?
Lips are popping. Okay. I am a huge fan of her. I think she's gorgeous.
Okay.
Right. Chinese bang. It's giving Kill Bill.
It's giving
I like that.
I love it.
I like that.
All right. Next one. Boom. What we got here? What we got here? The Rico Act? What's happening this week?
Okay.
The fuck?
French Montana. For a name like French, he never wear no French shit. This definitely says Miami. Right. Once again, this is, yeah, a Hawaiian shirt. I wore those in the 90s. Right. Now, the lady beside him in the pea hat, she's confused about, now she's actually from France. She got on the French hat here with the belly button. She's confused with her season. He's somewhere hot, she's somewhere not. Okay. But they make a perfect couple.
Perfect, okay, mm-hmm. Okay, let's go.
Chemically imbalanced.
Oh, that's what we're going with. Okay, okay, what we're going next with? Let's go with it. Uh-oh, hold on.
Okay.
What are we going with? You know, the outfit, the
jacket.
I just
let Lil Nas do whatever he want. This is Atlanta couture here.
Atlanta couture.
Yeah, you know, because the queens in Atlanta, they don't wear outfits. They wear costumes.
Okay.
This is definitely a costume. A gay superhero.
Right.
To the rescue. Right. I love it.
I wonder what his name would be if he was a gay superhero. Oh, man.
Oh, God.
Flash.
Come on, Flame.
Flame.
I'm going to give him Flame.
Flame.
Cinder.
It's
flame.
A bird. It's a plane. It's Flame.
It's a flame.
Okay,
yeah.
It's Flame.
Sparkle.
Okay, purple Flame. Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm going with that. All right, what we got here? What? No. What? Hold on.
Oh, God. She's giving me the blues. Here's the thing. maybe it's a boy. I would say it's a boy.
Okay.
It looked like one of the baby showers that I've been to before where they serve meatballs and you play the little games right. And shit like that. It's a meatball baby shower. And here's my thing about going to baby showers. After a while, I don't go to baby showers after your second kid. I'm just going to be honest. Because I'm tired of showering you with gifts just because you like to fuck. I like the fucking. No one has ever gave me a gift.
I heard that.
You know, so it's a bit.
Right. I like that. I
ghetto baby shower.
Okay, what we?
Okay,
hold on.
Here.
Okay, all right.
Puss in Boots. Chinese kitty.
I never thought about that. It's giving you something though.
Bear in the Little Big House.
Right. Oh, wow. Okay. Kind of.
I don't know what to say about this look here.
Mm. Yeah. Is it popping?
What do you think about it?
I mean, minus the boots.
You like everything up? Yeah, you looking at everything that she got going on.
Well, I would hit, motherfucker. I'm gonna be honest with you. With the boots on, like I said, I knocked that down with the boots on.
It looked like a cheap rug.
Right.
You know, like from Family Dollar. You ever see them ones that's supposed to be alpaca?
Damn.
No.
I don't shop at
Family Dollar. Oh, no. Yeah, you're too.
Yeah, thank you.
You're too rich for that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Well, so, she still shops at Family Dollar.
Yeah,
as you see here. Yeah. And then she's going skating in alpaca boots. It's a lot going on here. Too much to name, but I will say this much. One thing I do like is she got the whole hood chick, you know, coat. That's what I like to see on my chicks in 2023.
Okay.
These are the bodies that are normal now. So
right. I know that's
she
right.
She got the package.
She got the package. All right. Go on. And he does too.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Little Nicky.
Yeah. Little Nicky. You're funny. You know, what's you know, I mean.
The devil wears Prada.
Okay.
The statue of puberty. You know, here's the thing. I don't know what to say.
I mean,
I'm lost for words, and so is JT.
But he got the mesh going on, man. Ain't the mesh the thing? That's not the look. With the glove that matched the mesh.
It's not meshing with me. It's a mesh.
It's a mesh.
A complete mesh. It's a city girl. And,
wow.
But I like Lil Uzi. I mean, Uzi.
He's interesting.
Interesting.
Yeah. Would you rock something flamboyant and big like that? I mean, you know, crazy like that?
The sad part is I will, but the thing about it is it'd be too expected for me.
Oh, okay.
I don't expect it on my rappers that I listen to. Like,
right.
Like I've heard some of his music, it go hard. And then when I see the album cover, I'm like,
a bit much, a little different.
It's a bit too much, yeah, you're right.
Yeah. Okay, all right.
But I like it for Uzi.
Right.
I wouldn't expect anything less. Lace.
Or lace. Oh, that's funny, lace or less. All right, I got a thing here we call spin the wheel.
You know what, you got a lot of games here.
You damn right. I'm about them games, okay?
Okay, why you don't got a woman.
Right, okay, you're right. Damn, okay. So here we go. It's a spin the wheel, and if it lands on a particular thing, we like for you to answer it the best you can. A celebrity crush call. So you pick up your phone and you call your celebrity crush. You mention the person's name. If it goes to that, you have a minute and a half to 2 minutes to either get to their house to get that booty, or go vice versa to come to your house. So however your macking skills is what we're talking about.
Gotcha.
How you roll. So you mention the name, it falls on that.
Okay.
If there's something you want to get off your chest, you know, we need to hear about that. We'll go to trading places. Who you trade places with and why? because somebody you might want to trade places with. Okay. You know what? Okay. A real secret you got. Come on, you can tell him. We're a safe place here. Panic room, we safe, okay?
I'm looking around.
All right, we safe here. How you lost your virginity? I think you almost told us that. That was the virginity story. But if you didn't,
I didn't lose my virginity in jail, Pierre.
No, you said about the girl.
Yeah, that was different. That was different. Okay.
Oh, there you go.
Because I'm thinking you think in jail.
No. The biggest lie you ever told. So really, anything you just said in the past interview, we just talked about. You
okay.
Repeat that again. Okay.
You know what? Okay.
So.
He ain't shit,
you're right. So here you go. Give it a Virginia spin. Spin okay. That thing. Give him a drum roll. Hold on. Give him a drum roll. Everybody, give him a drum roll. Go on, spin that boy. Oh. No, I ain't got a book. My bad. Spin it again. It's a sexual passion book. And go. And damn.
Trading places in a while.
Think of someone, anybody, that you would want to trade places with, and then you tell me why you would trade places and what you would do different or the power they had or whatever it is. Take your time. You know, you could be, you know, somebody rich, famous, a celebrity, not a celebrity, somebody, you know.
Jeez.
Obama, you know, somebody, whoever, I don't know, you know.
I can't think of nobody I would want to trade places with, honestly. I love my life.
I know that.
But
we know
if
that.
I had to choose, I'm fucking no. Mm. That's such a good question.
Yeah.
I would say
Rihanna.
I don't want to be pregnant right now.
Well,
no.
But she's famous.
She is famous. She is gorgeous. And we've already traded places, right, as you saw the pictures.
All right, that's true. True. I forgot. Yeah.
I would say Beyonce.
Beyonce.
Yeah.
You'd want to trade, and why would you want to trade? Well, what's about her life? What is it about her that you like so much?
I see Beyonce past the celebrity that everybody see. Mm-hmm. I seen somebody who's been working since she was like 9 or 10.
Okay.
And then people liked it. I saw even a post of yours the other day who was like about the whole Michael Jackson thing and people was going in on you.
Ooh.
But it is right to compare Beyonce's work to Michael. And I would say if not, Beyonce is probably the most fiercest celebrity to date because she's the only person I've ever seen who grew up as a childhood star who has still been able to sustain. We never heard about her in scandals with drugs, etc. She is still doing her shit today.
Mm-hmm.
And she's the most talked about. I heard people mention Beyonce's name more than they mention Jesus. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Believe it or not. So I would love to know how I feel to kind of like be mentioned like that all the time.
Right.
Even when you ain't got a project out. I talk about Beyonce at least 10 times a week.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, my God,
wow,
yes.
Wow.
I think what would Beezus do?
Right. Yeah. You know what's funny? Well, not funny, but what's dope about her, she doesn't really, what do you call it, like react to scandals or people say something about her.
She don't need to.
She don't do that. Then she also got that beehive, so if you say something about her, they get them DM, they'll tear your whole shit up, you know, all day long.
I definitely will.
I know that's right. What's his name? Kid Rock said something about her one time. He said, man, that the beehive came for him. He had to, deactivate his damn page for a while.
Yeah. And here's the thing about the beehive. You dial one of our numbers, all of us wake up.
Really?
I swear to God. And then all it takes is one notification. I had to make a whole fake page because I didn't want them to know that it was Darren Fleet leaving. But I make fake pages just to leave bees.
Mm, yeah, really?
Absolutely. You
damn,
say
you
something
petty,
if you want
you petty,
to.
You petty.
I'm petty. Mm.
If you could say anything to Beyonce right now, that's your camera right there, what would you say she's listening and watching? Because she might be watching my podcast. This is the one she might watch.
Of course she is.
Okay.
Of course she is.
Okay.
Who don't watch Pierre?
I know that's right.
I've been a fan of Beyonce since I was a little girl. and I just want to say this much, like, you helped me through my awkward teenage life, and even through my awkward grown-up life, it's always been Beyonce. When I think about my childhood and growing up, I've always had a Destiny's Child record or a Beyonce record that can remind me of what I was going through at that time. So I grew up with Beyonce.
Oh, good.
I'm excited about it.
Man, you know, you can't be her, but maybe one day you can meet her.
Hey, we will.
You know what I'm saying?
We're going to have our time.
Now, I'm a cool guy. I give out little prizes and gifts and stuff. Appreciation.
What you got in there?
Appreciation stuff is all black owned stuff. You can read. Yeah, you see, other podcasts don't give you nothing.
They
give
damn
you
sure don't.
They give you a goodbye.
Let me see this.
Let's see how official we make you here. A couple things. Oh.
Pierre, we got a book. Okay.
What that book say in the front of it? It's right up your alley. What does it say?
Come on now. My 100 homies and phonies.
Of Hollywood.
Okay, is this Hallie and Mike and Wendy? Come on.
You know all of them? Come on. Well, you know
come
everybody.
On now. Oh, yeah, all of them. I think I saw Eminem here, Rock, Chris Rock.
Right, right.
Aaliyah and Tupac.
Right,
come
right,
on now.
Right,
one
right.
day my picture going to be in the middle.
Remember that? Oh, there it is right there.
Yeah, that is.
Speaking of Chris Rock, real quick.
Come on, coffee. How you know I drink coffee?
I know you.
Come up here.
You better dig in deeper. Ain't nothing like, what the hell
I'm
wrong with you?
I'm trying my best, bro. You know,
look how soft that feel, too.
Come on now.
That ain't no BS. That's quality
it's
right there.
It's brush cotton.
Yes. And it's a medium. I figured you use medium. Actually, I got small or tiny. Nigga, I don't
a
know.
Shmedia,
a shmedia. A shmedia. And that's a bandana for your head.
A bandana. With yeah, so I'm going to go to bed with Pierre on my mind.
Wow.
That is so beautiful.
No,
I get to go to sleep with Pierre.
Right. And it's a card game right there.
Comedy Look, Hype.
Yes.
First and foremost, thank you, Comedy Hype, too.
You can get that from comedyhype.com/shop.
Thank
you. It's basically a card. So you want to play them Unos. It's a trivial game of all sitcoms and comedy stuff. You can play all kinds
Next
of games.
Next family function, I don't even have to buy a game. I got all the shit See, I need. Thank you, Pierre. I appreciate this, bro.
Oh, man. Absolutely. I appreciate you coming, brother. I really
Thank
do,
Thank you for
man.
Having me.
You know, and I wish you nothing but success, man. You know, you got a heck of a road ahead of you, man. I see big things in your future,
Thank
brother.
Thank you.
For real, man.
Thank you so much.
I run into a lot of social media comics or whatever, and no disrespect to them. I can't put them all on here. But if I see that talent, that light, I got to grab them.
Thank
I saw
you,
it, man. When people were sending me your stuff constantly, I was like, man, This boy, and please follow him. He's funny.
Thank you so
man.
Much.
Yeah,
that
man.
Mean a lot coming from
yeah,
you.
Yeah, for
it
real
really
though,
does.
Man. I appreciate you coming up here and doing the show. I hope it helps you. My fan base, you know,
we'll
jump on aboard on your situation, your movement, man.
Thank you.
So again, I appreciate it, brother. I do expect more from you now.
Oh, absolutely. I can't quit now. Too legit to quit.
All right, I'm gonna hear you call me again. I'm quitting up this booth. Shut it up. Click.
Oh no.
Up.
Next time I call you, I'll be like, Pierre, you know what? They just gave me a daytime television show.
There
you know that type of shit.
Okay, I'm gonna remember that. Keeping this part recorded.
Please do.
I got you. So them and your fans, tell them how to reach you, man, and you know we'll go from there.
All right. So of course, Darren Fleet Comedian on Facebook. Hell and over 1.8 million followers there. So come on and join the hive, the Fleet Hive, of course. Love Darren Fleet on Instagram. And can't wait to see what y'all do over there. So we got a separate fan base going on TikTok, which I didn't even mean to be popular, but the kids love my TikTok, so that's Darren Fleet. We're working up on the YouTube too right now, so I'm trying to start doing a little more stuff for y'all and gearing up so that we can show y'all some things that I do behind the scenes, and that's at Darren Fleet as well. And of course, thank you for having
that.
Me, Pierre.
Before you leave, a quick question. You saw the Chris Rock special. Did you see a special?
I did, and I thought, wonders of it.
You thought
I
wonders
loved
of
it.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Would you have? Do you think he did the right thing? Wait a year and then do it like that? You know, from
I think he had a lot of pent up anger.
Okay.
And anxiety, mm-hmm. and especially off the downside of what him and Will that went through is still fresh.
Mm-hmm.
You know, believe it or not, because nowadays we live in a social media world. So if it happened last year, we're gonna bring it up 10 years to come. What I saw from Chris Rock was a fearless comic who was deciding, not only am I gonna be funny, I'm gonna tell my side of a story, because a lot of times we haven't heard Chris Rock's story.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? All we know is Chris Rock is about to get up there and tell us some political shit. So to see him get up there and decide, not only am I gonna tell my story, I'm gonna be angry for a few minutes and I'm gonna come back and lift you up. I thought it was wonderful. It was like a one-man show, kind of like back when watching Whoopi Goldberg in
mm-hmm.
Vegas.
Mm-hmm. So but it's funny, but some people didn't like the fact he brought it up. Some people in the comments, hey, get over it. It happened a year ago. And I'm like, why, you know?
Yeah. That's like telling Anna Mae Bullock to get over what happened to her. It's a part of your life. You know what I'm saying? And that's one thing that we do, especially in the black community. We've been taught all our lives to sweep it under the rug and just get over it. You know, you're a black man. Be thicker than that. Be a king. But no, it's okay to vent. It's okay because he didn't get a chance to vent when it happened because people were still gearing up towards Will,
right.
who I'm a huge fan of as well. But I was so glad to see a comic come out and decide this is the way I'm going to take it up because he could have went the alternate route. I would have.
What do you mean alternate? Like, what was the alternate
route? You're not just going to hit me.
Oh, you mean on stage?
No, especially not in front of millions of people.
You say that now because we know what happened, but at that moment, we wouldn't know. I mean, people don't.
No, I do know.
Really?
You're not just going to hit me. No, I do know. I don't go for that type of shit. And it's not because I'm aggressive. It's just that, like, nah, Brad, we can have a conversation. And that's no shame or backsliding towards Will. I'm a huge fan. But it's more so of, as grown men, especially as grown men at their age, if you can't just accept a joke and after being in Hollywood that long and also just being able to talk it out, then maybe we're in the wrong profession.
Mm.
But what we don't do to demasculate other black men is to get up in there and stand in their faces. And no, I just can't do that to another brother, especially who had to climb that ladder of success the way I had to. And in that time frame, it was in the 80s, you get what I'm saying?
Right.
It wasn't, you know, TV wasn't geared towards black people like that.
Right.
So, yeah.
Did you lose a little umph for Will doing that?
No. And the reason why I didn't, because I feel like Will had took so much shit, especially with the whole situation about entanglement. Right. And, you know, Will been going through a lot. I feel like he handled it, you know, a little poorly. But I didn't lose respect. You cannot, even as a stand-up comic, you cannot see somebody in their darkest hour and just forget all the shit they've given us. I am so appreciative to have Will Smith on my TV growing up as a black man. Not just music, but movies like Men in Black, you know, The Fresh Prince. If it wouldn't have been for shows like that and movies like that, I don't think that I would be as, you know, fearless as I am or as dramatic as I am. So I'm excited for Will, and I've always been in his corner, but I do think that he handled it a way that I wouldn't have handled it.
Wouldn't have handled it. Mm-hmm. Do you think they'll ever come back together? Because they, you know, they seem like they still, you know, would you, if you were Chris Rock, do you think, would you, and Will
would
slapped
I forgive
you,
Will?
Would you forgive him?
Yeah, but I want my lick back.
What the hell?
Yeah, I'm not a person just like, oh, we ha ha ha. I might open up with a hand and I'm gonna snuff you, man. Like, really?
Really?
You're not just gonna hit me. No, no, I don't go for that.
So you like, what you call revenge? You like to?
Not so much revenge. Like, shit, it don't even have to be on camera, but I do need to at least say, eye for an eye, my nigga.
Like, so if you see the real shit, store, he is on for one time, at least one time.
Later. Absolutely, you know, I'm at least had to windmill you to death one time. Shit.
What happened to the part of, you know, what did, you're a Christian, you walk away, turn the face and the cheek and all
turn
that
the other
stuff.
Cheek.
Yeah,
what that's what Jesus did. But what did the disciples do? Yeah, I think more like, you know, Paul, Matthew, and them. Shit. Right. Like,
wow.
Yeah, we can get it in.
So if somebody hits Darren Fleet, it's on.
Don't be inviting people to come and hit Darren Fleet. Look, because Pierre said that in the wrong tone.
I don't mean like that.
I'm not inviting y'all to hit me because I'm not going to talk about your wife and kids and shit.
Right.
But what I'm saying is you cannot put your hands on people and expect everyone to act as if Chris Rock act like the millions of dollars he got. I'm act like the couple hundreds of thousands that I may have made from social media. You know, God ain't finished with me yet. So,
I know that's right. I agree with some of the stuff, I would like to see both of them finally sit down and
reconcile. Absolutely.
As two black men, again, you know, I'm not on, you know, I'm not Will, I'm not Chris, of course. I ain't been slapped.
No, you're Pierre. Right. And we love
the,
your work.
But the fact is, I don't like that white folks seeing us just constantly, you know, having that to play. Oh, we know that them two don't like each other. Let me squash that, man. We as a people, we need to move past it. He said what he had. I think he did a great job in his special getting back without physically hitting him.
Correct.
You know, he got back verbally, you know what I'm saying, and which he's a master at. So I think at this point, maybe, you know, let's show that we can move past it. To me.
I agree with that. You know, I really didn't care about what other race seen us because all races do all sorts of shit. And we're not here to appease to other races. We're here to appease to ourselves.
Okay.
I care more about what his children saw him do.
Okay.
In that time and his family, because you don't want your sons and daughters thinking this is the way you handle some shit if things don't go your way. Mm-hmm. So that's what it was. But no, I didn't care that we were on white people television, black people, Hispanics.
Makes sense.
No. No, we got to do what's best for us at that time. And I don't think he did what was best for his family at that time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I respect that. Well, Darren Fleet, I appreciate you coming, y'all. Again, thank him so much for coming,
thank
y'all.
Thank you for having me.
Y'all. Give him
Darren thank Fleet. Y'all.
You know,
thank
I got y'all. The, you know I got the dopest podcast, y'all. Please,
you damn sure do. Oh,
okay. So there it is. You know, it's a side of him you haven't seen before. Oh, yo, I appreciate it, man, for him coming through, y'all. Thank you for supporting Pierre's Panic Room every week. Remember I said, Pierre's Panic Room. Don't come up to me and say, I watch the Panic Room. You got to watch Pierre's Panic Room. I'm branding my damn name. But I love y'all. Thank y'all. Don't forget the subscription button over there. Oh, subscribe. Button, right? Subscription.
Subscribe.
Mm-hmm. Notification bell. All that. Just hit that and keep watching. And we'll let you know when the next show popping off, y'all.
Thank y'all for having me. What up, y'all? I'm comedian Darren Fleet, and I survived Pierre's Panic Room.
Turn me up a little bit.
If you like that show, like, subscribe, and comment below. You know, hit the notification bell. Hit the subscribe button, man. We want you around. Appreciate it.